just can't beat patriotic music by a big brass jazz band, huh? Is there anything better than this?
Pretty good stuff.
Loving this.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Going to Oro Valley this morning to bring Karen into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Perfect. Now, I get to ask you a question before you get to ask a question.
Oh, boy. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I'm pitching you a pretty easy one here, Miss Karen. Who was the primary author of the Declaration of Independence? The primary author.
Thomas Jefferson?
Exactly correct. Very good. All right, dear, now it's your turn to ask us a question.
Okay, I had a cat problem. My outdoor furniture, lounge chairs are covered with the, you know, the canvas covering. I do the good thing. And every now and then, apparently there's a bobcat coming around at night. And he likes to use my lounge chair as a urinal. I've used the odor-free stuff to get rid of the smell. How do I get rid of the bobcat in the first place?
I'm turning this question over to Mr. Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscaping. Now, you and your family have been here in Arizona a long time. How do you handle that,
That's
Cowboy
true.
Bill?
Well, I like cats. I don't want to give you a politically incorrect answer on that one. So I think Jennifer has some good clues here about how to not create bobcat habitat.
Well, the good news is bobcats are solitary, so you probably only have one, and they like to mark their territory. But they're attracted. They have to have something that attracts them. They like to eat rabbits. If you don't have rabbits, they'll probably eat chickens and even pets. If you feed an animal outside, that's going to be a draw. So you just want to be sure you don't do anything that you're feeding them by accident. And then you want to do something to scare them away. There's a suggestion that maybe an automatic sprinkler that comes on when they're in the area. So you just want to make it uncomfortable for them to be there and send them to your neighbors.
A motion detector sprinkler system. What do they call that, Romy? Scarecrow?
Yes, sir.
And she can find that on the web, right?
She can. They're usually right at about $59, if I remember correctly. And on that, on their website, contact CON-TECH.
Okay.
You can type in your zip code and it'll tell you local places you can pick it up. A lot of hardware stores have started carrying them.
You know, on the Fish and Game website, Arizona Fish and Game has a couple great suggestions as well.
If you move your cursor, once you're at azgfd.gov to wildlife and conservation, guess what the very first option is? Living with wildlife. And then you click on that, and it gives you multiple options: coyotes, javelinas, mountain lions, and bobcats.
At that particular website, on that particular tile, on that particular pull down, the first picture you see is a bear on a back porch, on a back deck, eating out of a bird feeder.
Yeah, on their homepage. If there's food, they will come.
Be thankful you're not dealing with a bear, Karen.
Ooh, that's a bear feeder now.
Oh, that's a bear feeder now.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bring Dave into the conversation in Mesa. Or excuse me, Dick. Good morning, sir. He's running to his phone right now. He had set it down. We'll give him a minute to get there. In the meantime, we were in the middle of a conversation or wrapping up a point just about you can overwater a tree, creating a very wet dirt
root
system.
Ball. Well, you want to, and, you know, things like citrus and whatnot like to be deeply watered, but they want to dry out a little bit between waterings. So, you know, avoid obviously overwatering, over frequently watering the trees. You want to water them and let them get a really deep soak. And again, the water use it wisely site is an excellent place to get information about how many gallons you need to water to that 3-foot depth. And a little calculation on the emitters you have will tell you how long to run the system.
Well, I'm not quoting him as a landscaping expert, but my dad, who is a physician, coming into the monsoon season, he would always have us turn the tree circuit off. He said, look, let's water them real good for 10 months out of the year. They can make it through these 2 months.
Good point.
And I don't want that root ball sopping wet, the tree heavy, the wind coming. It just allows the tree to topple over a little bit easier. So he said, look, tree, you're on your own for the monsoon season. What water you're going to get it from the sky.
And if we're dealing with desert trees, you know, acacias, Palo Verdes, mesquite, those trees are going to get plenty of water from the monsoon season right now. If you have any little water harvesting, passive water harvesting to hold the water under the canopy of the tree from the monsoon, they're going to be fine with the water that they're going to get from Mother Nature, and you probably can turn that zone off for a while.
Yeah. He was also a big believer in hula hose. As long as they were in my hands, he loved hula hose. I whittled hula hose down to the size of a toothpick, I'll tell you what. Oh, man. So like I say, I'm not quoting him, but that is one thing that he was a very strong believer in. Let's turn those Palo Verde mesquite tree circuits off about, you know, well, it used to be back then when...
When it rained?
Yeah. Well, when it wasn't June 15th. It was the 3 days in a row after the certain dew point.
When the weatherman would say, okay, we're now in monsoon season, he'd turn that one station off until about end of September. But how many trees do you see blown over during the season? And you pull up this whole wet, saturated system.
Sure. And you have a new tree. It's getting overwatered. It's not properly staked. It's allowed to just go crazy. And then the wind comes in, and it's an umbrella.
All right. So there you go. Hope that helps. We appreciate the call. We have an open line at 1-888-767-4348. One of the things we've started doing recently in the show is we're buying products that you all see advertised on cable television and here on radio and see in print. And we're putting these products to test. A couple that we've tested so far is this Expand-A-Hose. What do they call
it? Pocket hose.
Hose in a pocket.
Unequivocally.
I'm letting Jennifer answer that.
Was thumbs down. Thumbs down. As a matter of fact, when we gave it an unequivocal thumbs down, it was funny how many people contacted us and said, you know, I bought it, and when I returned it, the person at the store said, boy, we get all of these back.
So save your money.
Why would you even put it in your store? Now, DAP has come out with one here recently that is all metal, all brass heads. And that was one of our biggest complaints, is that the ones we bought and tested were some of the cheapest, cheaper plastic than you'd buy on a bobblehead doll.
They were. But we also did test the Sonoma coiled hoses. So it's a little bit different concept, but just a fantastic little hose.
Okay.
I keep it in the courtyard.
So what have you tested this last 30 days?
Well, you should have noticed, because our refrigerator looks like a big experiment and full of bags that say do not touch.
Yes, I've noticed those.
All the kids are in, what do you mean I can't eat the food in the refrigerator? But we thought, since this is the time of year where you're buying lots of vegetables and fruit because everything's in season, it's really hard to keep things fresh and buy them timely. So a big issue with new fruits and vegetables is the ethylene gas that they put off. So like if you buy avocados that are too hard, or peaches that are too hard, or nectarines, you can put them in a brown bag, right? And over a couple of days, they'll soften, and that's because of the gases that they put off.
Oh,
but if your fruit or vegetables are already ripe and you put them, you know, in the drawer or on the counter, wherever you put them, they can go bad really quickly. So there's all kinds of things out there you can buy that say that they help. So I tried the salad sack. It's a terry cloth bag. You wash up your veggies, and you...
She went out to the garage, to my weightlifting bench, and got my sweat rag. And I said, what is she doing with this in the refrigerator?
It was $10, and to be, you know, on my scale, it gets a zero. Because actually, after I put the salad stuff in there, it looked worse than if I just washed the veggies and wrapped them in a paper towel. So I put them in the same drawer.
That's the terry cloth looking sack.
It's called
the
salad sack.
Okay, all right.
And then I bought the blue apple, and it gets a zero on my scale of 1 to 10 because it made absolutely no difference what I did with it. I followed the directions. Yeah, sorry. But good news. I do have good news. The Debbie Meyer green bags, they are fantastic.
Oh.
They worked fabulous on bananas. I mean, we have more brown bananas than most people. You know, it's just amazing how fast they turn brown.
Let's just say we eat a lot of banana bread.
With all the grandbabies, I try to keep them fresh and stuff. But that green bag worked fantastic on everything like apricots,
strawberries.
It did not work so well on the strawberries you looked at with me this morning.
Okay.
The berries, I couldn't find anything that really helped berries. But I think it's because berries are so ready. It's just you'd have to get them, you know, almost pre-season to make a difference.
They don't go on the shelf green like a banana.
No. So
Debbie Meyer's green bag is
it's a thumbs up. They're $10 for like 20 bags, and you can reuse them. So you get lots of uses of them. And Bed Bath & Beyond carries all those things.
We finally found something she gave a thumbs up to.
So if you have an opinion, you can shoot us, you know, shoot us on Facebook. If you disagree with me, I'd love to hear about it.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Okay. Very good. A hard woman to please here. Romy, who have you got on in queue here, buddy?
Well, Denise is in Glendale, Cameron's in Maricopa, both with landscape design questions for Mr. Jenkins. But we're going to try give Dick one more shot here out in Mesa. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a question about... do I have to answer a question first?
Yes, boy, there's a listener for you right there, and it's going to be an easy one for you, Dick. What actually happened on July 4th, 1776?
I think that's when the Declaration of Independence was actually signed.
That's not when it was signed. That's when it was adopted by the Second Continental Congress. It was actually a month or so later before we actually had all 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence sign. What's interesting is you hear all the time people are puzzled about where we come up with this conclusion that America was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, and they all wonder how could we make that statement. 28 of the 56 signers were ordained ministers. That's all I'm going to say about that. Dick, now you get to ask your question.
Okay, my wife recently bought some vincas because they're supposed to withstand the heat better in potted plants. And the question I have is twofold. First of all, can they be in the sun all the time, or should they be sometimes in the shade? And second of all, she likes to move them around a little bit. Is it okay to leave them in the plastic pots we bought them in, or should they be transplanted in a larger, different kind of pot?
Good morning, Dick. Let's see now here. I would say, first of all, regarding leaving them in the pot, I would move them, obviously transplant them into a little larger container to let the root system grow. You wouldn't want to leave them in the container they came in. They're going to become root bound. And a vinca is a nice, hardy summer annual, come in lots of colors. They will take a fair amount of sun. They're going to need regular waterings, and that's one thing where you might have the exception that you're going to have to water very frequently because they are an annual. But I'd put them in a little larger container and keep them damp. You do want to be careful. There's some other fungal issues with vinca, and check with one of your local garden centers if you see them suddenly wilting.